You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
According to a recent report by Community Housing Aotearoa, homelessness in this country has reached its highest level in history, with more than 50% of people experiencing homelessness being under the age of 24. People continue to die on the streets every year, and as we enter the winter months, the risks to people without a roof over their heads grows even more serious. To discuss the issue of youth homelessness in the context of the government's recent budget announcement, I spoke to Aaron Hendry, a youth development worker and advocate based in Auckland. Hendry works for the organisation Kickback, which runs an open space on K Road called The Front Door, providing shelter and essential services for young people in vulnerable situations. I was shocked to learn that over 50% of people experiencing homelessness in this country are under the age of 24. Is this normal among developed countries? And if not, what are the particular social factors that are driving youth homelessness in New Zealand?
It is not normal, and we need to be really clear on that. It's not normal for a society to have their children, their young people growing up in housing insecurity, homelessness, in the most extreme cases, literally sleeping on our streets. It's not acceptable, and we should never accept it within New Zealand society. In terms of some of those like driving factors, so why is it happening? I mean, it's really clear that it's been, you know, a long-term neglect from successive governments to, you know, adequately wrestle with the reality that in New Zealand we do not have the right to housing. So housing is largely seen as a commodity. It's not a protected human right in New Zealand, and that is having huge effects both on our community and our whānau. And so, you know, driving factors of tamariki rangatahi homelessness, it's poverty. It's families struggling to get by. It's domestic violence. It's mental illness. It's addiction. It's the lack of whānau who are really struggling and trying to support their kids and trying to support themselves and just keep a roof over their heads. So there's massive challenges, and mostly when we kind of dig into it, a lot of these are systemic and structural challenges that exist because governments haven't done what they need to do to ensure that whānau have the support they need to adequately care for their kids.
Now, in terms of reversing homelessness, one of the approaches that's seen the most success in countries including Finland is what's called the Housing First model. So in simple terms, what is this model and what would it look like to implement it in this country?
Yeah, look, there is like a measure of Housing First operating in New Zealand. One of the real challenges is we do not have enough public housing in New Zealand to make that model really stick and to scale it to the level we really need to. Housing First basically starts at the basic premise that everyone deserves a home. Everyone deserves to be safe. Everyone deserves to have a place that is stable and that is safe for them to live in. And that we shouldn't be trying to force people to jump through 1,000 hoops before they can access housing. Housing is a basic human right. It's a basic human need. And all of our whānau, all of our kids need it. In New Zealand, if we were going to really do that well, and there's agencies, there's community housing providers delivering this across the country, doing a great job. But if the government's really going to support it, they also need to back public housing. They need to ensure that we have a strong, you know, public housing build program, that we are backing public housing so that all of us can access safe and stable housing. And, you know, that's one of the challenges I think we have in New Zealand is that we're not truly investing in public housing, and this government has gutted public housing build programs. They've stalled public housing developments that had been kind of on the go. And we're seeing that in kind of the data and young people kind of increasingly becoming more vulnerable to homelessness.
Now, you mentioned that there are already a number of organizations that provide forms of housing and support, yet homelessness, and particularly youth homelessness, remains an acute problem. So is it that these organizations that currently exist just lack capacity, or are there other reasons why people experiencing homelessness, particularly young people, might be unable or unwilling to use the services offered?
Yeah, look, it's a multifaceted issue, right? So yes, on one side, agencies supporting whānau experiencing homelessness are at capacity and often overwhelmed. And so there's a huge need to invest in, again, public housing, community housing, ensuring that we have the housing necessary to support people and the support services in place. When we're talking about tamariki and rangatahi homelessness, there's also specific needs that some of our young people have, for youth-specific opportunities. And so there's real gaps in terms of housing that young people can access. So if young people aren't able to live with their whānau, there's huge barriers to what they can access. There are some youth housing services that do a tremendous job, but they don't fit the needs of absolutely every young person. And for some young people, those youth housing services, they can't get into because they don't meet the criteria, or their needs are too high because of the level of trauma and harm that they've experienced. And so the government needs to have a real specific strategy to addressing and responding to youth homelessness. And part of that, again, it's public housing. You know, what young people say they need is shelter. They need a safe place to live to even begin to heal, even begin to think about employment, about education. They need to be able to access housing without needing to jump through 1,000 hoops or sign up to a kaupapa or, do X, Y, and Z if we're going to ensure that our young people are safe and stable. And so, look, that's a real kind of key. Alongside that, within that strategy, we need to be looking at all the systems that are failing our kids and ensuring that we're actually putting the resources necessarily into them. You know, for example, one like kind of key pipeline into homelessness right now is our health system, right? So young people are going to, ED, to our emergency departments, really unwell, unsafe, and being discharged straight back into homelessness. So there's an opportunity where an intervention could be put in place, but we have not resourced that system to really understand the needs of the kids going there and then ensure that the support is in place to ensure that they're not going back onto the street. And, you know, if we look at our social safety net across the whole system, there's massive rips in it, rents in it, and our kids are slipping through the cracks. And, you know, our government needs to take a far more escalated approach to this. It's a growing crisis, and we're not responding at the pace necessary to ensure the safety of our children.
Lastly, would you like to tell us a bit about the work that the Front Door does in the community?
Kickback we're a youth development social change organisation. We started with young people basically saying, here's the gaps, here's what we need, and how do we build solutions. And so one of our kind of key services is the Front Door. It's a drop-in crisis response service for Tamariki Rangatai based on K Road, 307 K Road. Any young person or child can turn up if they're in crisis. So they need access to housing, food, clothing, mental health support. We'll do what we can to support them and get them the support that they need. Healthcare is a big part of that as well. Another one of our services is the safety net, supporting local communities to be part of the solution. Tapping into whānau who have a spare room and are willing to take a young person for a short period of time so that we can provide them the support that they need. Looking back towards the budget and kind of the gaps that we're seeing, one of the things we're really, really concerned about is we're coming into winter. And homelessness is dangerous, and it's unsafe for anyone, let alone a child or a young person. And through the Front Door, we're seeing more and more children, more and more young people coming through, some of them sleeping rough, others in really dangerous situations. And the outreach and response services are just not in place to support those kids. One of the challenges we really struggle with is the lack of safe, stable shelter. There's only two immediate housing services in the city that will take a child or a young person that are youth specific, and that's a real gap. We often find ourselves late on a Friday night trying to figure out how we can get a young person into a semi-stable place for the weekend or tonight just to keep them safe. And so the government needs to be investing in immediate housing services and ensuring we have the wraparound outreach response services necessary to really support these kids and ensure that this winter we don't have children and young people sleeping outside on our streets. I think just the last point is it's just been really clear that homelessness is possible to end. Homelessness is a problem we can solve. Again, kind of like, reflecting back on the budget, there was a huge missed opportunity to start to lay the groundwork to end homelessness in Aotearoa. It has been one of the biggest issues over the last couple of years. It has been front of mind for many in our communities. We're seeing homelessness explode in our local city centres. It's escalating, and yet we haven't seen a response. And what we need to understand is that homelessness is a political choice. It is a decision that we're making through decisions like how we allocate our resources through our budget, through policy decisions, through legislation. That enables it to continue. If we'd wanted to really respond to youth homelessness within this budget, we would have invested in immediate housing services, we would have invested in outreach services, we would be kind of killing the move on bill and instead implementing a duty to assist to ensure that all young people, all whānau that go to Work and Income or any government agency experiencing homelessness get the support they need and that they're entitled to. We would be ensuring that Work and Income were not sanctioning people experiencing homelessness, and we'd roll back the emergency housing policy, and we'd be backing public housing and ensuring that we have the housing stock available to house our people and ensure that none of our kids, our young people, our whānau sleep on the street. And so, look, the kind of idea that homelessness is just with us and it's, you know, it's sad and we should do what we can, but we can't ever solve it. Like, that's just a myth. We totally can end homelessness. And if the last couple of years are anything to go by, we've seen how policy decisions and government choices have escalated this crisis. Well, the hope is that different choices can absolutely end it as well. And so, look, that's kind of to end. It's just remembering that we can solve this and we can end it.
That was Aaron Hendry from the youth development organisation Kickback.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.